Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena. Today I want to talk about the journey of life, the journey of awakening, and how every journey is different. Now, I will preface that by saying that there are some underlying similarities, underlying truths, I believe, or maybe not truths, because truth is really based on our individual perceptions. So as I've read, as I've researched, as I've listened to various things on the awakening process, ascension, other people throughout history and their experiences, Nikola Tesla, Einstein, William Blake, Florence Scovel Shinn, Neville Goddard, Joseph Murphy, Wayne Dyer, Joe Dispenza, Eckhart Tolle, and the individual or individuals who wrote the Bible or other ancient text. And the list goes on and on and on throughout the centuries. If you look at texts that have been written, you can see a pattern. The Kabbalah. There's another book. What is it? I have it on my nightstand. The Hermetic Principles, and you know, books like that. So when it comes to awakening and consciousness and ascension and things like that, there are patterns that exist. And similarities in experiences that individuals have had, but the journey through this life and the journey of the process of awakening is really individualized, right? So, the patterns that we see, in my experience, what I believe, what makes sense to me, and again, our journeys are different, and truth is relative. So the way I see things now, like when I come across a text, like a book, or I watch a video on YouTube, about awakening or ascension or if I listen to other people's experiences, right, with past life regression or what have you, those things are only there, I think, to teach me, because what I'm hearing or reading is based on my perception, and it's there for a reason. It's part of my awakening process. I could look at a text in a book, and it will mean something different to me than it will mean to you or someone else. We will read it differently. So again, there may be some similarities, some patterns, but the journey is really individualized, and it is unique to each individual because we are all unique, even though we're part of the same consciousness, part of one consciousness, right? We're all connected. We are all individual. So and the reason I wanted to talk about this is because there was a point where, even reading through Neville Goddard's lectures and his experiences, and I have had some experiences that are very similar, although not exact, they're very similar, I have come to realize that at one point I was expecting to have an exact experience, right? Because that's what he pointed out in his lectures. Or in reading other people's experiences. For example, Carl Jung, in the book he has on dreams, because I've been recording my dreams and experiences for a couple years now, I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll find something in there that is exact to what I've been experiencing. And that is not the case. There are some similarities, but not exact. So I realized I need to stop expecting to have an exact experience of someone else because I'm individual and my experience is going to be individualized to me and my journey, right? What is going to resonate with me? So if you are on this, well, not if, because you are on this journey of awakening, if you have not yet awakened and you are coming across this material, if you are coming across manifestation material, because perhaps you've learned about the law of attraction, conscious manifesting, the law of assumption, what have you, or if there's something that you want to change in your life, like you're at that point where you're just like, okay, something needs to change, and you are coming across material, understand that you really only should, or perhaps need to, what have you, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. Don't expect to have an exact experience as someone else. You might, but don't expect that or don't think that you need to. If somebody else has manifested a home or a relationship in a certain way, don't think that you are going to manifest something in that exact way. And don't beat yourself up for it either. Just because you're not having the same experiences as somebody else, don't be hard on yourself. If somebody else is telling you, oh, I meditate for 30 minutes a day and I do it this way or I do it that way, don't think that you have to do that. Yoga, oh my goodness. I understand there are benefits to yoga. I'm not a fan of yoga, even though I know the benefits of it, right? I don't want to do it. And I'm at the point now in my life where I realize that I only need to do what resonates with me, what I feel called internally to do. And I don't need to do something else just because somebody else is doing it, just because a group of other people are doing it. Maybe it's beneficial, yes. I don't need to do it. So a lot of people enjoy yoga and it helps them to open up, right, to perhaps their higher selves. Not me, at least not at this point in time. So for a long time, I thought I really need to try yoga. I mean, I've tried it before, but I really need to make this a regular practice. And then I came to realize, no, I don't need to do yoga to get in tune with, you know, my body, my higher self. I don't need to meditate for 30 minutes a day if I don't want to. There have been times where I have meditated, you know, for, I don't know if I've ever done a full like 30 minutes. I don't really keep track of time, to be honest. There are times, yes, I do meditate and I find it very, very beneficial. But there are other times I will just sit here in the chair and I will allow my mind to drift and to focus on my on consciousness as a whole, I guess you could say, where I will just think beyond my 3D reality, right? And other people may not daydream. They may not find that to be a practice that works for them. So my point in all of this in today's podcast is just to let you guys know that you are either awakened at this point or you are in the process of awakening. If you've come across this material, things are starting to unfold with you. Various things are starting to resonate with you, and you are realizing that there is more to what you are experiencing, right? So take what resonates with you and leave the rest, and understand that just because others are having certain experiences doesn't mean you will have those experiences, and you do not need to think there's anything wrong with you. Just allow your journey to unfold. Enjoy the journey. Yes, even in the tough times, even in the things that you need to work through that may be uncomfortable, try to enjoy that, because there really is so much beauty in that unfolding that will lead you to a place of greater peace and calm and greater observation. So, all right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys next time. All right, bye now.